Michael Key. I am a volunteer at TTVN.
My name is Ishmael Cuevas. I'm an intern at Community TV Network.
I'm Bradley West. I'm also an intern with Ishmael.
I feel like I can't go around like hiding behind every corner with my scared that some guys like are racist or whatever, or I'm gonna be profiled against. But it makes it difficult when things like this happen, because then it's like, well, if that can happen to this 17-year-old kid, I'm 17 myself. Who's to say this guy is not to get me next? So like, it makes it more difficult to function normally. But I think you still have to move on a day-to-day basis, and life goes on, I guess.
It's pretty hard. Like, if you want to show your face a lot, and that face can easily be put inside of a jail cell because someone decided that you were a thief when you really wasn't a thief, or a cop.
As a minority, I feel like, you know, we've gone, like, it's nice that we're getting pretty far with, like, racial equality and, you know, gay rights and whatnot, but I definitely feel this is a step back. So I just, it makes me wonder what will happen in the future.
The fact of the matter is that he was still a 17-year-old kid. That's when you're just starting off your life. When you're as a teenager, you're preparing for becoming an adult. I believe that those small evidence, you know, saying that he was aggressive, people change. That he was a parent drug user, people change. That still doesn't give you the right in order to take away his life. We see so many drug users and abusers without even knowing it. Does that deny their right to living? Should they be killed on the spot just because they use drugs? I think not.
There's no other way to respond if some guy is following you around. And then, like, you can hear on the 911 call, he says that Trayvon is running, and then you hear like the wind, you can hear the wind like blowing on the phone, and you hear the 911 operator ask like, are you chasing him? And he says yes. Well, if some random guy is following me, and then I decide, well, I just want to get away from this person, so I'm going to run, and they start running after me, what other way is it to respond but to like run faster? And his instincts to run were correct, because the man chasing him had a gun and ended up killing him. So, like, well, what other way is it to respond but to try to get away, hopefully flee the scene? But I guess not for Trayvon today.
I just think that whatever happened, I would have preferred that if Trayvon did participate and it did help him stay alive, I would have rather hoped for that. But still, he did the best that he could. And unfortunately, the negative outcome occurred.
I don't feel like people should be on a manhunt to murder this man, because what they say, two wrongs don't make a right. So like, I think his actions, in one way or another, it'll come back on him. Just let it happen. You don't need to go and like take him out, I guess I'm gonna call it. It's not necessary.